sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, January 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Again, the Antrim County Board of Commissioners' first organizational meeting has ended. Vicki did a very good job, very proud of her. New chairman of the board, William Bill Heffron, will be the chairman of the Antrim County Board of Commissioners. Jairus Rubing, our county commissioner, is vice chair. They did their committee assignments, their scheduling of future meetings, and have adjourned. And now she's headed back downstairs and got a little surprise waiting for her in her office, as well as the main office out front there by the counter. I had contacted our local florist here in Antrim County, Natalie, the flower lady. She's totally awesome. She put together two vases. She just left the county building. And if you'd like to see the flowers that I sent to Miss Vicki and the flowers to the office staff that is out there in the main counter area for all the girls there in the office to enjoy, just text me flowers, and I'll send you the pictures. She just delivered them. Everything went great, she said, thumbs up, and she just left the building. So I'm sure the girls are probably pretty surprised to see that they got flowers. And Vicki's actually planning a pizza party for her staff tomorrow on Friday. So she'll be asking everybody what they would like for lunch, and she's going to have a local BC pizza. They have a brand new one in Bel Air, and she's going to do a little pizza party for the office tomorrow. So thank you for the prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everything went smoothly, and she's off and running as the new clerk here in Antrim County. And new leadership, newly elected Board of Commissioner Chairman William Heffron, Vice Chair Jairus Rubing, thanks to Ray Scola, the third in deciding vote, who replaced Don LeVanway. We have new majority leadership, new leadership in the county, and hopefully they're going to take things in a new direction. And I'm very excited. Excited for everybody. Excited for our county. And if you guys weren't able to accomplish what we did here in Antrim, there's going to be another election. It'll be the presidential election of 2028. So don't give up. Don't give in. Stay strong. Stay educated. Stay engaged. Go to their meetings. Look at what they vote on. Look at what they talk about. Look at what they are doing to your county. And if you disagree with it, stand up and speak at public comment. If you lost your election to a county commissioner, he beat you, go to the county meetings and hold them accountable in front of everybody. Explain to them, tell them that you're watching. Explain to them that you're going to hold them accountable for the next 4 years. And guess what? If you don't do the right thing by the people of our county, may have to replace you at the next election. At least hold them accountable for their votes, their motions, and the things that they're trying to pass to make sure that they understand they're going to lose their seat if they don't do what you want them to do. Hold them accountable. That's what you need to do. Short break. We've got a couple stories pulled up for today's show. We'll get back to those. Right after these words, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. I want to tell you about a show that we've been airing on Sunday mornings. If you haven't caught it yet, I'd like you to get up at your normal time that you get up for work, perhaps during the week, 7:30 to 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We've been carrying this show for a while now, well over a year. Thanks to the birthday boy. I want to do a shout out and wish a happy birthday to George Ranville up there in Mackinac City. Beer DeMac Brewery there, just south of exit 337, heading into Mackinac City off of I-75. Head south, can't miss it. Go in there today and wish George a happy birthday. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. George has been listening to the show for some time, and he told us about Rick Hughes, who does the Flatline. It's a religious ministry. It's a podcast show that he does every Sunday. We air it from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. 10 biblical principles to live your life by is what he talks about. When he gets through the 10th one, he goes back to number one. He's been doing this for years. He also doesn't charge for any of the books or information that he is willing to mail to you. All you have to do is listen to the show, reach out to him. He's old-fashioned. He likes letters. He'd like you to write him a letter asking for books, literature, whatever things he talked about on the show, and he'll mail them to you absolutely free. Great information for discussion groups. Maybe something you'd want to do even as a class for certain members of your organization. The Flatline. It's a military term. He's a veteran, former football player. Gave his life to Jesus years ago and has been led to do this ministry and not charge for it. So I'd like you to check it out. Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8. We do it on the radio. We do it on the Patriot Voice radio network. It's on our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. It's on the radio station's website, call letters, WCHY.us, simple radio app, as well as the TuneIn app. So check it out this Sunday, 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Greatly, greatly appreciate if you would consider doing that. Reach out to him. Send him a letter. Tell him you heard it on 97.7 or on the website, and you'd like the following information sent to you. Request a book, whatever it is that he's talking about. Greatly appreciate if you do that. One of the other stories that caught my eye today that I wanted to share with you guys, and it's really amazing, again, this process of what they are doing in Lansing. Well, the total, I guess you would say, bottom line for all of this is that the process that they have going on down in Lansing is going to affect perhaps some other, I guess, committee assignments, direction of committees. Now that the Republicans are in control, going to be very, very, very interesting. Well, one of the stories I'm looking at as part of this process was the fact that they do not want the public. It appears that the way they're structuring a couple of things, they're not interested in public participation in certain committee assignments. I found that to be very interesting. Committee assignments are going to be held private as far as the chair, the vice chair, and the members go. These committee assignments will not be open to the public. This will be done in caucus and then assigned over to the minority party, the House Democrats, and then they will simply announce those chairmanships, vice chairs, as well as committee members. Somewhat of a different process than what they've done in previous years. When I've gotten the notices to the radio station, they've always said when the committee would be held and when they would be electing. Well, evidently, they're going to do things a little differently. Why? I have no idea. Absolutely no idea why they're choosing to do it this way. But it is what it is. Now, one of the things that caught my eye was pretty interesting was the story coming from Michigan State University, my school, where I went to college, and something that they're dealing with in preparing for the upcoming spring-summer season. Michigan State is studying lamprey sex activities and trying to control sexual activities of these predators in our Great Lakes. I've got a short little story pulled up for you. I'm going to play it for you right now.
They can come back. We shouldn't get too comfortable because we know these lampreys can quickly adapt.
Sea lamprey are eel-like fish that invaded the Great Lakes about 100 years ago. They attach to a fish and they draw out the juices of the fish, leaving essentially the husk. Great Lakes Fishery Commission is a binational organization, so Canada and the United States. We have a binational science program that we execute each and every year, as well as a mandate to control the invasive sea lamprey predator. In the 1950s, sea lamprey were running rampant in the Great Lakes, to the point where certain species of fish went extinct. Our research revealed back in the 50s that there was a compound that lamprey can't metabolize that Great Lakes fish can, that led us down the road to a lampreycide. Our control efforts over the last 60, 70 years have yielded really positive results. Sea lamprey populations are down by over 90%. We have a very rigorous program to refine how we use lampreycide, but also to find if there are other methods of control.
CRISPR can be used to do a number of things. One of them is editing the genome, and that's what we have been using it to do so far. Our lab is really focused on trying to develop the technology for understanding lamprey biology and specifically looking for vulnerabilities in their biology. An example of one of the major things we're interested in is what the mechanisms are underlying their sex. So what makes them male or female? There's a lot of exciting work to come out of it and potentially some things that we could leverage in sea lamprey control in the distant future. It ranges from ways to generate sterilized males all the way to ways to make populations male or female. But at this point, we're really too far from that. One of the tricks is we only have lamprey available to do some of the first steps of these experiments in the summertime during their natural spawning season. So you kind of have a limited window that you can start the experiments. The methods to raise lamprey for extended periods aren't well developed. We have colleagues at Hammond Bay and also here at MSU who are trying to develop those methods.
LAP is an acronym for the Sea Lamprey Aquaculture and Procurement Initiative. It's an initiative we started a couple years ago with our partners at Michigan State University and the Great Lakes Fishery Commission and many other agencies to develop protocols to complete the sea lamprey life cycle in the lab. And we can also have a consistent source of sea lamprey for research, especially those that are hard to acquire, like the large larval stage, and also those that have gone through transformation and are feeding on fish. And I don't think anybody in the world yet has completed the life cycle of lamprey in the lab. That is, in essence, our moonshot. And what we don't know and what we're looking forward to learning more about is how to best keep the parasitic life stage that wants to feed on fish and consume blood in the lab a sea lamprey will kill about 40 pounds of fish each. So even if you're trying to rear 100 to the adult life stage, we simply don't have access to that many fish, and our labs aren't big enough. So we're going to need to think creatively about how to develop an artificial feeding system or artificial foods for these parasitic lampreys. If we get to the moonshot, which is being able to have a protocol that clearly describes how to go from embryo to adult in the lab so that you can see the outcomes of CRISPR-edited lampreys, I think we should be there by 2028 or 2029, if it's possible. We need to be thinking decades in the future as far as what the future of control would look like, so that we can be well-positioned to continue delivering effective sea lamprey control in the Great Lakes.
Basically doing this in the laboratory, analyzing, figuring out if they can actually make the male lamprey ineffective and not have the ability to reproduce. They've been doing it chemically. They've been dumping this chemical into the Great Lakes that only affects lamprey. It doesn't affect any of the other fish, so they claim. During that video, they showed the lake beds of Lake Michigan, perhaps Lake Huron, not really sure, Lake Superior, I'm not sure which Great Lake it was. Thousands of these lamprey laying dead at the bottom of the lake bed, decomposing, have died from this chemical. Well, now they're saying, maybe we can do birth control. Instead of putting the pesticide, the chemicals into the Great Lakes that they've been doing since the 1950s, been doing this for over 70 years, can we just simply change the DNA of the lamprey by neutering them, making them not have the ability to reproduce? Possibly, probably going to then make them extinct from the Great Lakes. Well, it's interesting because the funding comes basically through Eagle, the DNR, and the state government. They get their funding from us, the taxpayers, for this research. Now, is it this type of legislation, is it this type of budget funding that the Republicans and the Democrats are going to be able to agree on going forward over the next 2 years? Again, we have gridlock. We don't have the Democratic trifecta. Republicans have control of the House. They control appropriation spending. That's where it comes from. The original initial budget generates in the House, sent to the Senate for confirmation, and then sent to the governor for signature. Well, just one example of how they might be able to work together. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great,